This is the TRC update. We come to you today from the Resource Center's administrative offices on Dunham Avenue, just outside Celeron. And Chris Anderson, who's the marketing and internet manager at the Resource Center, joins me now. Chris, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to me and the audience today.
Thanks for coming in today, Dennis. Really appreciate it.
I have one really big question to ask you today for this program. What's new?
What's new? Well, one of the newest things here is our website. We have a new website at resourcecenter.org. The previous website that we had was about 6 years old, and it was getting pretty old, and felt we needed a new, fresh, updated, and more interactive site, and that's what we think we came up with.
So this is a whole, complete revision.
It is. Yep. The last website was not as visually appealing, and some of the menu items were hard to find, so we wanted to make it more visually appealing, and we wanted to make the menu items easier to find.
And so how long has this been open and in operation now?
We launched it mid-March. It's been out there for just a little over a month now, and had some pretty favorable reviews of it, so things are going well.
You anticipated the next question in terms of how it has been received so far.
Most of our employees have given me positive feedback on it. We've also gotten some suggestions, which is always good. A website is always an evolving piece of technology, so we're always looking for new suggestions, and then if they're able to be implemented, we certainly will implement them.
You have this on the screen. We're speaking in your office,
yes,
I should tell the
exactly.
audience. And you have this up on your screen in front of both of us. And I will say again, it is resourcecenter.org. If people want to and have the ability, they're not driving or in the shower at the moment or anything like that, they can take a look at this
absolutely
right now or at some time in the not too distant future. In amongst the fundamental changes you told me before we got on the air here today, was a real repositioning of this with a mind toward people who have disabilities or
absolutely
are in families with
absolutely
disabilities.
And you know, that was, I've been here almost 8 years, and it was a little embarrassing that our last website didn't really have that accessible nature to it. And we are a disability services provider, so we really wanted to make sure that our new website design had accessibility in mind. And what we did is we partnered with a business called Accessibee, and their mission is to make the entire World Wide Web accessible to people with disabilities, vision impairments, so on and so forth. But we're a nonprofit partner with them, and because of that, we were able to install the widget on our website. And what you do is, it's usually in the lower right-hand corner of the website, and it's a little person in a little circle, and you click on that, and what it does is it can change the color of the website, it can change how it looks, how it interacts. Some people may have an issue with viewing and they don't like lots of colors or lots of interactivity. With this little push of a button, it can change things on the site that make it more accessible for people, which is really cool.
And this is something that works quite automatically, or is it kind of a big deal to add this to a website?
I mean, it's a bit of a big deal. The neat thing about the technology is, though, that no matter what website it is, the way the technology works is it kind of works in the background. And it can change a lot of things at the click of a button, which is really neat.
Because we only have a limited amount of time today, and there's really a lot of things on a website for an organization as vast and deep as the Resource Center, are there any other highlights that you would like to point out to the community or those who might
yeah
be approaching their website, your
absolutely
website at some point,
Chris? I mean, the one nice thing about this website, too, is it's 100% responsive, which just means that depending on what device you're looking at it on, whether it's a laptop, a desktop computer, a mobile phone, an iPad, any type of tablet, it adjusts to the size of the screen, and it's a lot easier to view on those devices than maybe previous websites have been. That's really the standard now in new website design, is they need to be responsive because a lot of people look for their information right in their hand on their phone.
Sure, we're looking at a rather large-ish screen
yes,
on your
absolutely
desktop right now, but I could imagine someone just as easily might be looking you mm-hmm up or finding you on their phone or
right
some other smaller tablet,
yep,
some other smaller device
absolutely
at some time. Anything else in just the overall presentation, Chris?
Yeah, well, like I mentioned earlier, we had a lot of menu items on the last website, and I'll say we had nested menu items, which means there was sub-menus for sub-menus for sub-menus.
Sure.
Which is not good because that makes the user search and search and search. And we don't want that. We want a user-friendly website. So we really cut down all our menu items, We have a lot of services here at the Resource Center. We touch a lot of people in the community, and we offer a lot of services. We really kind of honed in on that menu item to make sure that it was easy to find, whether somebody was looking for clinical, primary care, disability, environmental, manufacturing. We all put it under one service heading, and then all the services that are within each service are all on the same page.
I could imagine that it might be difficult to serve the various clientels that come to the Resource Center's website looking for services, looking for information,
Absolutely.
Looking for jobs. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why people might want to consult your website.
For sure. And the other nice thing is on the homepage, it's a scrolling homepage. So a lot of our items that we have, like a lot of our services, there's buttons you can just click on and that'll take you to the page. We have a lot of our news items. We have a lot of our special events. An ability to make a donation, ability to see where all our locations are. It's really all right there, so it's really nice.
And you mentioned that this is a work in progress. Is
Absolutely.
It kind of like a full-time job to maintain a website all the time, or is there a little bit of set it and forget it here?
It really is a full-time job, because with a website, you don't want it to become static. You want to make sure it's always changing, because you want to keep more people coming back. If you have websites that's static and doesn't really change and the design stays the same, people can get bored with it and they won't be a repeat visitor. So that's what we want. We want people to keep coming back and we want to increase our traffic.
And just for the insight of the illumination, I guess, of those people who don't do this sort of thing all the time, how long does it take to redo a website for a place like the Resource Center?
In our case, just because of some other circumstances, it took us around 6 months to get it fully operational. But, you know, usually it's in the 3 to 4 month range, because there's a lot of, especially with the size of an organization as we are at the Resource Center, there's just a lot of stuff you got to work on, a lot of things you have to take into account. So,
are you the photographer?
I have taken some of the photographs, but we also have another photographer and videographer on staff, which has been quite a blessing for us.
Well, because there are beautiful pictures on here, I must say, just from what's slipping by here as you open up to the...
And we do use a mix of like stock photos sometimes and then photos that are that we take here personally. So.
We probably should close this for today. Chris Anderson Absolutely. Is the Marketing and Internet Manager here at the Resource Center. Congratulations on your new website, and I hope a lot of people will track it down at resourcecenter.org.
Thank you, Dennis. Yeah, come see us at resourcecenter.org and see all that we have to offer.